Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, another one of my favorite opens. Got a lot of them throughout the week. We do this every Thursday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 toes down. And you had to watch the feet there just like we did. Good stuff from the production staff. I know we've got hot takes, all of us. We are taking stances. That's what we are doing, taking stances, 10 toes down. Hey, if you have a 10 toes down, why don't you leave it for us? You could leave us a voicemail message. Just go in the Odyssey app. It's BetMGMNetwork.com. It takes you right to the Odyssey app. And then next to the Listen Live button, it says record a message. And as Sam knows, he taught all of us last week, it doesn't automatically send unless you want it to go. You get to listen back before sending. So I would love to hear some 10 toes down from the people that we can maybe share tomorrow on the show, Sam.
I would love to play the voicemail that I left last week. But I don't think we'll ever be able to do that again because that got thrown into the trash and then the trash got emptied, right? So it's gone
probably.
Forever. Damn.
Probably.
And then the landfill right. Exploded.
Damn. Yeah. It was one of
you,
my finer
Jake, what
voicemails.
Did you think? We know that Paul was anti and he removed it from Earth. But what did you think, Jake? Because you also.
Joe, you were anti too.
So was it? Yeah, I was. And I said it was a good decision.
I was similarly anti for what it was intended for, but as a human, flattered.
Okay. I laughed as I read it. Well, I didn't read it. I just ad-libbed it. I laughed as I did it, and then I laughed as I listened after and then hit submit. But oh, I agree with back. Joe. I listened back because they give you the option. When you leave the voicemail, you're able to play it back. And then if you don't like what you said, you can re-record it and then send the finished product. I was very pleased with it, but I understand why we didn't play it. Was it that obvious that it was me, though? Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think for whoever, anybody who knows you, yes.
Correct.
Fair enough. But I agree with Joe. If we can get the crew, and by crew, I mean the Bet Sweats crew, people that listen and follow the show. If you send them in tonight, we can play some tomorrow. Why not?
Yeah, let's do it. The more the merrier here on the show. Fridays are always a lot of fun, that Friday vibe, as we go over the full card. NFL, college, good stuff. Kelly in Vegas dropping by like she always does on Friday. She was being tracked, and then that person decided to quit. Quit tracking her. Maybe we'll get to that at some point in the show today. All right, 10 toes down. Hot take. Sammy P, start us off. What you got?
The Bears are going to get blown out this weekend by Dallas. I say blow up because I think it's 10 or more. This line is Dallas minus 1. Early in the week, there were some picks floating around. I do see a pick at one sports book in Vegas, but most books, including BetMGM, are minus 1. And yes, this will be in lightning bets today, so here's a precursor to that. Chicago can't get to the quarterback and has not been able to get to the quarterback since Ryan Poles has been here. So then he gambled and traded away capital to get Montez Sweat, who also doesn't get to the quarterback. Their secondary is in shambles, and some of their best players off the line are banged up. Go look at that injury report. You're going to see multiple important guys not play. Jalen Johnson's not playing. We know that. But look at Gordon, Edwards. This is a problem. And the only thing that makes me hesitate a little bit is that the Cowboys defense isn't great. But I think Dallas could come into Soldier Field and go up 14-0. And at that point, you're going to put Caleb Williams behind the eight ball with his little sweater that he wears under his jersey and his nails painted. No, give me a break. Like, they don't even focus on the things that matter in Chicago. And Dallas's quarterback is going to do whatever he wants this weekend. So my 10 toes down is that Dallas blows the doors off the Bears in week three.
I like Cowboys. Everybody's talking about the, what about a side in this game? The side that you trust is Dallas for Sammy P. All right, I'm going to jump in. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Everybody is running with this week. If you are in the sports betting space in any sense, you are running with the trend of favorites. If the line is at least four this year, the favorite is 12-0 straight up. They have not lost a game. Line gets to four, forget about it. You just take the favorites. All right, let's just line up all the favorites. Four more. Let's put a parlay together. It's going to cash because it's guaranteed. Let's go further back. This stat's been out there this week. Let's go to week 13 of last year. 90% of favorites, four or more, are cashing. Go back to week 11 of last year. 87%. The trend still holds true. And I look at this card this week. I'm eliminating tonight's game of 11, 12, whatever number you're looking at, of Buffalo from the equation. Let's go four plus. Let's look at how many point spreads we have. One, two, three. Three have at least a touchdown. Four, five, six, seven games. The numbers are getting boosted. Enough is enough. I'm not saying the trend ends with one. I'm saying it ends with at least a couple of games this weekend. We are going to have multiple dogs of at least four. I could see a dog of seven winning outright this weekend. The trend stops tonight. Everybody's talking about it. And we know, Sam, this is when it usually comes to a halt. You've got Green Bay, 7.5. Seattle, 7.5. Tampa Bay, 7. The Bucs have needed game-winning touchdown drives in the last couple minutes of each of their first couple of games, right? Maybe they could hang around. What about that Cleveland defense? Maybe they could keep it much closer against the Packers. Oh, well, the Giants have no chance of winning. Everybody's saying it. It's got to be true. There's no way the Chiefs could be 0-3. You sure? Is Worthy out there? Are they going to find explosion on offense? Because they haven't done it so far this season. How about the Lions, a five-point dog? We talked about that Colts number. Now it's a 4, 4.5. The Falcons, a 5.5-point favorite. No. Some of these dogs are getting home this week of at least four or more. Enough is enough. That's my 10 toes down. At least two dogs of 4 points or higher are going to win outright this weekend. Paul Aspen, your turn. 10 toes down.
So I have a baseball one, but we can save that for the playoffs as we get closer to the playoffs. So we'll look at the college football ranks, and we're going to the Battle of the Blue Ridge, which is a new 10-game series between Liberty and James Madison. They're about 100 miles apart. So I mentioned this yesterday about Liberty having some positive regression coming their way between turnover luck, penalties wiping out touchdowns, missed kicks. Looking at JMU on the other side through two games, 3.1 yards per play. They are third lowest in FBS. Just to hammer this point home, Joe, bring out the flashlight, put on the readers, look at some box scores. So looking at Jacksonville State versus Liberty. All right. Second.
Paul drive of the game. 10 years before our very eyes.
Thank God he's got the hat on, though, too, because it'd be worse without the hat.
You look like Professor Plum.
Well, we'll see how this bet goes. But so look, second series, first offensive series against Jacksonville State. A team they were favored by 5.5 over. Should I lose the glasses?
No,
keep them
forever. Put them higher. Back on. No.
Put them higher on your nose, please.
I'm in uniform here. I can do this, too. I think this is a great look. I can't pull it off, though, but Paul can't.
He actually can't, yeah.
So as I was trying to say before I was very rudely interrupted. Look, second, their first offensive series against Jacksonville State. Two plays, fumble. Later in the quarter, it's 7-7, interception. Second quarter, downs. Third quarter, missed field goal. Game gets out of hand, they lose. Jacksonville State is like a 5.5-point favorite. Last week, Bowling Green. First offensive series, three plays, fumble. Later in the quarter, missed field goal. Three-point game in the next quarter, interception, fumble to their next series later. So, and it just slips away from them again. So between, like, they have been 5.5-point favorites. And then you look at in these two games and they lost them outright. Not great losses by any means. But then you look at preseason power ratings between James Madison and Liberty. It's like a 4-point difference if you look at, like, Brad Powers, if you look at Phil Steele. Brad had Liberty's home field as 2.5 points. So we're basically talking about a point and a half dog at home if you're going to stick to your priors. This number was 9.5 this morning. It's down to 8.5. So 10 toes down. The bet for this game, look, I'll be playing some money line at like plus 275 was the last price I saw. But 10 toes down, Liberty plus 3.5 at plus 168 as a home dog.
All right, we got Paul Aspen's 10 toes down. What about Jake Hassan? Go ahead, Jake.
I have two. My first one will be, I'm running it back from last week. I think the Bills smash tonight. Like, I'm playing the alts, 13.5, 16.5, 19.5. Like, let's just roll this all. Like, I think they absolutely destroy. The spread is already enormous, obviously, but I think we're overthinking it, and I think to the point that we were making earlier in the show, maybe the bottom of the barrel in the NFL is just so bottom of the barrel where this is just what it's going to be. So I'm going to take the Bills, alts, once again. And we've talked about the Bears and Cowboys game a bunch. 10 toes down, Jake Hassan will have more drinks at the Bears game than Bears receivers DJ Moore and Colston Loveland will have combined receptions.
Ooh. Boy, that Loveland pick is getting roasted a lot this week.
As it should.
Especially with everything that's happening in Indianapolis, with the tight end that probably should have gone first in the draft. Like, yeah, that Loveland, Ryan Poles, he's getting smoked, but he doesn't care. He got his contract extension. That's good. Good 10 toes down. Got good seats or what?
Oh, we're in a box, buddy. So that's Jake Hassan's definitely crushing the drink over.
I thought you were going to say Bears points. More drinks than Bears points.
No, that might be a tad aggressive. With this Cowboys defense, that might be pushing it a little.
Gertz, you got something?
All right, guys, we're going to stick with the Chicago Bears for my 10 toes down. Your Chicago Bears. And I am 10 toes down that the Bears will be the third team in the NFL in the last 25 years to go winless on the entire season. 0-17 for the Chicago Bears. 10 toes down.
More likely to win first.
Your Chicago Bears.
Bears or Indiana? Like, are we're combined like 0-23 if we're talking about conference games?
The funniest part. Yeah. The funniest part of the entire take, if you're not watching on video, Gertz has a Bears hat and a Bears shirt on.
Literally looks like he works for the team. Like
I was going to bring that up next, too. The irony is amazing.
Yeah, he looks like one of the equipment managers. He's about to go tape up Caleb's shoulder or something.
Tony Medlin.
All right, so 10 toes down on 0-17. I will also throw another one out there. If you don't want to go too crazy and say they're not going to win a game, you can get under 3.5 wins at plus 550 out there. So Bears, bad.
Probably a better look than betting them to go winless. But under 3.5 plus 550, I think, is the true 10 toes down. Because I think you're just taking these as a bit now. I'm convinced.
I Gertz, don't
just
know what
sacrificing
it is,
toes as a bit.
See, Indiana winless Big Ten, Bears winless all season.
Hey, it's rough out here for some of these fans, you know?
They're not going to be bad. Not just bad, all-time bad, everybody. the undefeated Indiana Hoosiers going winless. That was my favorite too. After he did the Hoosiers take, what did they win? What was the score? 73-0.
73-0. Yeah.
73-0. They win.
They gave up 77 yards of total offense.
I can't wait for the Bulls take 10-72. I can't wait.
Can we go lower than that? 5-5.
You could do whatever you want. It's your segment. It's your reputation.
They're your toes.
I'm not going to have
any. By the way, I guess mine technically.
It's football, basketball.
9 toes down for me this week. Lost one last week.
Paul, I would like to read one more thing if I can quickly. I did see this last night and I grabbed an instant screenshot. I know that you're south on the Phillies. You're not really sure yet. At Joe Giglio Sports, the Phillies give us something to be concerned about. A whole blog post.
Okay, oh, man. So that's my other 10 toes down. Since we're here, we're doing it. All right, 10 toes down. The Phillies, the World Series favorite, are not winning the World Series. It's absurd. I will drink a bottle of Cheese Whiz on the show if they win the World Series. Okay? That is not happening.
In for that.
The room is next. BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, we could spend all this time coming up with a handicap. We could ask Devin Silva some looks that he likes. But we know the most profitable way to bet the NFL and college football after a few weeks is just going against the people, going against the room. So let's find out where the room is at for Thursday night football, the Bills and the Dolphins. I'm sure there are a lot of people kind of looking for angles. They don't really know what to do with this game. Because it's nearly a 2-touchdown spread, but the number coming down a little bit, down to 11 at a lot of spots, 11.5, I believe, over at BetMGM. But, Paul, why don't you share with us, where is the room when it comes to tonight?
The people are certainly looking for bets. Number 5, most bet prop at BetMGM for tonight's Thursday night football game. Matt Prater, over 1.5 field goals made at -135.
Come on. Oh, we got the juice. I like it. Looking for field goal props. He was good last week, right? Is that what that is? That's the recency bias thing? I don't know. Are they going to stop him to a field goal? He's 6-for-6 this year. 3-for-3 each game so far.
Of course. So we need to lay 135 that he makes at least 2.
Mm-hmm. All right, what else?
I mean, okay. So as you say, you get one at the end of the half. But anyway, let's move on. James Cook, over 68.5 rushing yards, -115.
I don't hate this one. I don't. I naturally am rooting for it to lose because when the room loses, everybody has fun. I don't fundamentally despise this one, though, Joe.
No, not at all, because when you think about the potential game script or the expected game script that we're going to have, Bills are up by multiple scores. They're going to be running the clock. So you have James Cook, who had a great game last week. Awesome season for him. Dude got paid. 68.5. Maybe that feels a little light. If they're just going to try and get through with a win. So that, I don't hate it. I would not fade this one. It makes sense to me.
All right. Number three, also a rushing prop on the Bills side, Josh Allen. Over 28.5 rushing yards at minus 115. 99% of the money is on the over per BetMGM.
Only 99% of the bets?
That's it. That's it.
It's a 28.5. I would not bet this. I know that it's probably a bet a lot of them have made before. This is always a popular one. But in this matchup, which should be a victory that you cruise to, you have a weak secondary. I don't really see the need to put Josh Allen in harm's way tonight if I'm Buffalo. So I don't know about fading it, but this is not something that I would line up to bet.
And I like him to score a touchdown, but I'm not laying $1.50, $1.60, $1.70. That's not happening. You're going to have to get creative with that bet. If you like it, just bet it with something else. Do the Allen touchdown with Miami, Florida to win, or Oklahoma to win, or Josh Allen to score and the Cowboys to win. I'm not laying $1.70 on a solo player prop. It's not happening.
Yep.
He's got that. I believe he's rocking the visor after getting dinged up last week as well. So also something to keep in mind, like as far as protecting him from himself tonight. James Cook back on the board again, over 84.5 rushing and receiving yards at minus 118.
All right. It correlates, I guess, with number four on the list, the Cook rushing. They're all in on Cook. So we've got Bills, 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 and Bills. What's number one overall? Most popular player prop for tonight?
We are going to the other side. We're going to the Dolphins for number one, which I guess means this is going under. Devon Achane, over 53.5 receiving yards at minus 115.
Wait.
That has to be a typo.
Yeah,
it has to be rushing yards. Yeah, it's got to be rushing yards. His rushing yard numbers is 53.5.
Oh, is it? Okay, I didn't think that number was receiving yards. He's so productive through the air.
Yeah, 37.5 looks like the receiving yards number.
Okay. Yep, that's right.
So hearing all that and hearing all the Bills support.
Which part's the typo, though? The number or the...
I think I'm going to go off the number, so I'm going to say the number one most bet prop is HN over 53.5 rushing yards is what I'm going to take this as.
I think the number's wrong because I expect the receiving prop on HN to be more popular than rushing, but maybe I'm wrong. That'd be my guess.
Well, it's hard. I mean –
We have to follow
really
up.
Guess.
We don't know.
We need to follow
up. Room's kind of set up pretzel.
We don't know what the bet is, number one overall.
The room's throwing
it's
us
the
off
number
the
one
scent.
Prop. It's the number one prop. We can't guess. We shouldn't be guessing what the room is on. We need to finalize what the room is on.
Let me see. Has our guy tweeted it out? And we could ask him.
Check
on the old X.
Which guy?
The Ewing.
Well, there's a bunch of guys that tweet what real bettors do. I lose track.
Yeah. I was wondering if John Ewing had shared this one, shared the room. Don't think, it is out there under one of the accounts that he retweeted. So I will ask. Yeah. It's gotta be, I think it's receiving and the number is wrong.
Receiving, that would be more roomish, right? Kind of going.
Yes. There. When you think, HN, you're going to bet receiving yards. You're not betting rushing yards. And to bet the nearly two touchdown dog, the RB1 to go over rushing, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
I have clarification. This is from a previous tweet from John Ewing. Most bet money, Thursday Night Football prop, Devon HN has moved from 34.5 to 37.5 receiving yards. That is from yesterday. So, yeah, it's got to be the receiving yards.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's not getting over that.
Are you still going to do a touchdown prop on Achan?
No, because now he's been jinxed.
Oh,
Hocus pocus. No. I'm good. Also, the room came out of the woodwork last week and fired, I believe, four of the five props on Washington. And Washington could not move the ball.
Ooh.
So this week it's let's go to the favorite and we'll jam a bunch of Bills props. Mm-hmm. Yet, as Joe has alluded to throughout the show, we have seen sharper support for Miami, taking the 12.5, the 12, the 11.5. BetMGM's 11.5, Superbook is 11, other offshores are 11. So we have seen game day support for the dog and room support for Bills players.
So I might just stay off of this.
Yeah, I was going to say James Cook, like 50 yards rushing and 25 yards receiving, and goes under both.
Bills are up 21-0 at half. Pull all the starters.
Hey, do you remember where the action was last week going into the Bills-Jets game?
A lot of bets on the Jets, right?
Jets.
On the dog. Yeah, the respected money was on the dog. And it looks like we're getting a lot of money on the dog again. All right.
I don't love this game from a betting standpoint. It's very difficult to get excited about a game lined at 11.5. It really is. I mean, at least in the NFL. In college, we'll get to that in lightning bets. I'm going to have a double-digit favorite that I really like. In the NFL, it's very tough to get excited about a double-digit spread. It just is. I'll be honest.
Yep. I hate this game so much. I'll be honest. It's going to be not difficult to watch. We're going to watch no matter what, but I'm just not really all that excited about it. I'll just say that. All right. Joe O. Sammy P. Thank you, Paul, for jumping in with those numbers. People always interested where the room is at. We get tweets about the room all the time. Like, people are tracking it over the weekend. When you see games in action on Saturday, whether it be college football, we'll have that on tomorrow's show. Sunday as well. Also, we'll have on tomorrow's show. People are like, guys, the room's 0-5, 1-4. It continues. They're betting it. They're going against it, and I understand why.
The room is going to be, for sure, in college on either Miami or Oklahoma, if not both. Because the room last week, if you remember correctly, the room was running to the window to take the points with USF. Take the 17.5. That's a big number. They already upset USF, upset Boise, upset Florida. Got to take the points. So when the room gets rolled, the room then assimilates or blends or goes full chameleon and now believes, oh, right, okay, Miami's elite. And now you got people in Vegas saying they're potentially a top five team. And we talk all about Miami now. So what's the room do? Well, I'll lay 7.5 with Miami now. I didn't do it last week, but I'm going to get my money back that I lost going against Miami. I'm going to bet on Miami. And Miami wins by 4. And then the reaction to that is, oh, they stink. No, they don't. They faced an in-state rival and escaped. That's what they did. They're very, very good. Looks very easy to lay that number. Lagway looked horrible last week, right? Horrible. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, he stinks. He's a bust. The conclusions are already there. I would be shocked when we do this segment tomorrow if Miami minus 7.5 was not in the room.
Yep. Yeah, I would be surprised as well, especially coming off of that game. That makes sense to me. Joe O. Sammy P., BetSweats, BetMGM Network. In about 10 minutes from now, we will do our lightning bet segment that we do every single day on this show. So I saw a quote from Sauce Gardner. We know Tyrod Taylor is in, and we were just talking about that Jets-Bills result from last week. Here's Sauce Gardner talking about Tyrod. Remember, the Jets are a 7-point dog against the Bucks. That's an interesting number.
I don't think we're going to close there. I think it's going to go a little shorter. I'm expecting a little support on the dog, but we'll see. There are a lot of people that have been back in Tampa Bay all offseason. They're saying they're going to run away with the division, and they're looking smart right now with a 2-0 start. Here is Sauce Gardner to the media yesterday about the new QB1 with Fields down. Cool cat. He can dress. Confident in himself. I think he can get girls. I think he do that. I don't really know. I ain't trying to get him in trouble. He stays calm on the field. Too calm. Aura farming a little bit. That was Sauce Gardner on Tyrod Taylor.
Jets money line? Question mark?
Yeah, that's what I thought. That was part of my thinking with 10 toes down. This might be one of the dogs that wins outright.
Okay. I mean, they've gotten support in back-to-back weeks. They have. Mm-hmm. So when wise guys line up on a team two straight weeks out of the gate, you do pay attention to that. Now, it hasn't quite worked out. I guess they did cover week one. They didn't win. They lost by, what, two? And they were getting 3.5 against Pittsburgh? So sharp support Jets week one, sharp support Jets week two, blown out. Are we going to see it again closer to kickoff? I don't know. Mm-hmm. If you're burned once out of two times, I don't think it's the end of the world. But here we are. We're sitting 6.5, not 7. Every time it hits 7, you see a bet on the Jets. So maybe they are still interested in buying this Jets ATS buzz.
And the Bucs have been playing in a couple of very close games. Comes down to the very end. So maybe getting 7 there on the other side, maybe that's enticing for you. We'll talk more about that.
Jets moon, maybe.
Coming up tomorrow, yeah. Well, maybe. Joe O, Sammy P, we've got a lightning bet coming up in a little bit. There's a lot we want to get to. You know, we planned on getting to a baseball team that maybe we see value in right now for futures. Maybe it sounds a little crazy, about a week and a half left in the season, but there are some monster numbers on teams that are on the outside looking in at this moment that maybe you should take a look at. Maybe it's just worth a bit of a dart throw. We want to get to that coming up as well. And of course, we'll have our plays Thursday night football, looking ahead to this weekend in college and the NFL. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovic, you've got Bet Sweats. Tell a friend, subscribe to the podcast, leave a rating and review. We'd appreciate that. Lightning bets are next on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lightning bets coming up. We wanted to get to this at the top of the show, but so many NFL injuries in mind. And we were talking about the idea with all these favorites getting home over a long stretch of time. Who needs to really make the adjustments? With so much NFL news out there, and we didn't even get to a lot of it. But some of it, it's worth revisiting tomorrow, because the injury report stuff on Wednesday, you don't want to overreact. But quarterbacks, you've got to dissect that, because that moves markets. Some of the other stuff, we'll have some more clarity once we get back tomorrow ahead of the final injury report of the week. We didn't have time to get to baseball. We promised a little bit of baseball today. We wanted to make sure that we hit this on a Thursday, because maybe there's value on a few teams that are on the outside looking in. Is there a squad that is going to give up the playoff spot that they are holding on to right now? Like, I took a look at all the teams, Sam, that are outside. You've got Cleveland, 2.5 back. Cincinnati, 2 games back out of a wild card spot. San Francisco, 2 games out. The Texas thing is just about dead. They're 4.5 back. Yes, they have a monster number, but they've got to gain 4.5 games in a very short period of time. And then there's Arizona, 1.5 games back. We want to bring in Jake for this. Jake, I think this is the team that you were talking about. You've talked about the Diamondbacks for a number of years on this show. They're 1.5 games back, but they have a better number as far as futures than some of the teams that are 2.5 games back. The reason being the schedule. They have the toughest remaining schedule in baseball. It's the Phillies for 3, Dodgers for 3, at the Padres for 3. I don't know about you, but my... Yeah, I mean, it's rough. But here's what I'll say about that. Yes, it's bad. It's very challenging. If they were to sneak their way in, they would earn it. But Philly's got their bye locked up. Like, we know what Philly's going to be, their spot. So are they going to be a full go the rest of the way? What if the Dodgers, by the time they face them, it's kind of decided that, yeah, okay, they're going to win the division. They're good. They've got a 2-game lead, and they're not going to get a bye. They're going to be locked into that 3 spot. That could be the case. And then the same thing for San Diego at the very end. Yeah, it's a brutal schedule, and that's why you get a big number on them. But what is the thinking behind Arizona and what could happen over the last couple weeks?
I think it's just finally coming together. You're seeing the team that we all thought they were going to be in the beginning, mostly with the pitching staff. Zach Gallen finally looks like Zach Gallen, Cy Young contender. Eduardo Rodriguez finally looks like the guy that was deserving of all the money they gave him when he came over from Detroit. And they have a good back-end rotation of young guys who also have a lot of major league experience, too. Brandon Fott's still their 3. And let's not forget that when they went on that run to the World Series, Brandon Fott was their best starter. So if you get in, maybe he's just one of those guys like Madison Bumgarner-esque, who just flips that switch, and he's unreal in the postseason. Like you said, obviously it's a lot of work to do, but just a couple of years ago, they did this exact same thing. So to me, it's kind of like, at huge numbers, it's still super attainable. You're just up against it time-wise.
BetMGM 250-1 to win the World Series.
Yep. I see a 350-1 out there. That went from 300 to 350 after last night. So that's available. And they are, let's see, best price in market, plus 920 to make the playoffs.
And what's crazy is if they would have won that game last night, that 350 would be $1.75, right? It'd be 175 to one. So, man.
Well, that's the other part of this equation, is that the Mets are dying to give up that spot. Like the Mets are just dying to give up that last wild card. They have a much easier schedule. They still get the Nats and the Marlins to end the season, but I just think the Mets are just losing all these games outside of last night, obviously. But it's just I think they're vulnerable, and I think the Diamondbacks are the team that I would want to hitch my wagon to in this race.
Also,
unquote.
I find this very interesting for show purposes. That we have a Philly guy who loves the Phillies. His team is favored to win the World Series, and he is banging on the table that they're not winning it, and if they do win it, he's going to take down an entire bottle of Cheese Whiz.
Oh, that's a thing?
No, I mean, I'm so – like, Sam, did you get the reference? Like, that's what they – like, Whiz Wit on a cheesesteak. Like, I didn't realize.
No, I got the reference for sure.
Yeah, Sam gets it.
I get it.
Joe's never been to Philadelphia either, right?
No, never.
Yeah, don't Joe and Jake. Yeah, well, that's all right. I actually saw a comedy bit.
I might make my way.
Yeah, you should, Jake. You do well there.
Black Friday, Bears at Eagles.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but it felt right in the moment, Joe. Oh, we could do a tailgate, a Bears Eagle, but I'm not wearing Bears gear and I'm not going into the game, Sam. Have I made any progress on that?
Nope. No. Not going.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Good. You want to see Aaron Nola in a big spot? I don't. Like Zach Wheeler, that's tough, but you know, I obviously more important things going on there, but now he's done. I guess Jake Cy Young guy could lead them to the promised land for a bit. But here, again, it always comes back to the lineup. They just don't have professional. They only have, like, Harper and Schwarber. Turner was supposed to be another professional hitter. It hasn't happened, not consistently. And then otherwise you're counting on guys like Castellanos, who's happy to brag about not having an approach at the plate. Yeah, we see it every fall. We see it every fall. So they're going to be hot for a series. They'll crap out eventually against the team that pitches well. So, which could be the Diamondbacks, and has been the Diamondbacks in the past.
What if they homer their way, Joe, all the way? They just slug their way all the way through.
It's certainly possible. Did anybody else think for a quick second that Paul said, does anyone want to see Aaron Dolan in a big spot?
I thought it right away. That's exactly what I thought. 100%. I wasn't even going to say it because I'm like, nope, I'm hearing things. But he said Nola. He said Nola, but I didn't hear Nola.
1,000% said Nola. 1,000%.
He said Nola. Said Nola, but I heard Aaron Dolan. Yeah, I don't know why.
There's a Phillies connection there.
Well, that's
all the time I have these fights. Yeah. Oh, I know what you said, but I heard that. Yeah. I heard it differently.
Jake, you were smiling. Did you hear it too in your own mind?
No, I'm with Paul. I heard Aaron Nola the entire way. So maybe, again, just that's my baseball brain, maybe.
All right, Jake. Maybe.
It's us. You could have gone with us, but.
I could have, but I didn't want to.
Against us once again. Yeah. So we doing it? Or is this now? So they're off today. They start the Philly series tomorrow, the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Mets do play today. The Mets have the Padres. So if we're thinking it, you probably want to do it today, right? If we're thinking that the Mets will lose?
Again, Philly connection. I have to do this because I've seen this move with the Mets so many times. It gives me so much joy.
Yeah.
All right. Diamondbacks World Series. There we go.
It's worth something. And we're almost 10-1, and they're a game and a half back. Come on.
Are you betting playoffs or World Series?
Both.
Good.
Okay. You don't have to bet much on the World Series. It's 3-5.
The Mets are starting a rookie named Jonah Tong with an 850 ERA today. That's their starting pitcher.
I want the Mets to lose. I want to see them crash and burn. I love it when that happens.
So do I. That would be good. All right, let's get to our lightning bets for today. Sam, where are you going?
I have 10 toes downed it. Dallas Cowboys. BetMGM's letting you lay -1, -105. Fine. Rather than lay the $1.15 or the $1.20, just lay the 1 point. If Dallas wins 24-23, I will live with it. But -1, -105 is a good bet to me. And look, I don't think Lenora Sellers is going to play. He's got a concussion at South Carolina, and the money has come in like he's going to play. Even if he does, I think South Carolina stinks. I think they stink. And I was talking to a wise guy yesterday who said that James Franklin picked the wrong quarterback. He said, "Bro, Bo Prebule is better than Drew Aller." And I'm like, haven't heard that yet. Now, you understand Franklin had to keep the upperclassmen because they have an upperclass team and all that. But this kid at Mizzou looks legit. He's the one who backed up Aller, and now he's the lead guy at Mizzou. And Coach Drink is very happy about the situation there. They can run it, and this Prebula kid is a dual threat. 10.5 is the number. This was 14 a couple days ago. But then Sellers, there was a report that there's optimism that he might play. Okay, we'll see. If he does play, I still like it. If he doesn't play, this line's going back to 14. So I'm willing to make a bet now under 11. It's 10.5 everywhere. I'm going to lay it with Missouri.
Okay. Very good. Sammy P jumping in. I don't like Thursday night football. I'll go prop. The prop that I'll give out is Kincaid over 31.5 receiving yards. He's been more involved in the offense. It's kind of like when he was healthy a couple of years ago, and tight ends have gotten to this defense of the Dolphins. I just don't trust the other receivers. Like, so far we've seen good performance and then like next to nothing in the following game. But this secondary is going to be lit up. It's just a matter of where's it going to go. If you want to go Josh Allen, a yardage, I would certainly understand why, but there is a potential where he's not playing in the fourth quarter of the game in a potential blowout. So I'm going Kincaid over 31.5. And a game that we're just talking about, I think you've got to act now on it. We're losing the sevens. They're all going away. There are a few left. Jets plus 7 against Tampa Bay. It is 6.5 at a lot of spots. Let's see. Did BetMGM part of that move? Now there's still a 7 over at BetMGM, but they're going 6.5s at a lot of different spots here. So I'm going to take the Jets plus 7. Give me them as a touchdown dog. Paul Aspen, what you got?
I'll just go Ray. No, not Ray Davis. The other guy, Ty Johnson. Snap count's been pretty split. So Ty Johnson blowout script anytime touchdown plus 425.
Jay quickly. Bill Zaltz, yep, mentioned that earlier on in the show. Joe O, Sammy P, be with us for a Football Friday tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.